The institutions and the Greek authorities achieved an agreement in principle on a technical basis, and talks are still ongoing on finalizing details. Now, as a next step, political assessment will be made.
After 23 hours of talks, Greece has reached a technical in-principle agreement with international creditors on a third bailout deal. The deal, worth 85 billion euros over 3 years, will still need to be approved by Greece's parliament and in Berlin. But there's still huge opposition in Greece to the demands to cut pensions, increase the VAT to 23% and sell off 50 billion euros worth of state assets. Targets have also been set for Greece to achieve a budget surplus of 0.5% from 2016, up to 3.5% surplus in 2018, despite Greece's economy predicted to contract for at least the next 2 years. It's a plan former Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis says is doomed and will go down in history as the greatest disaster of macroeconomic management ever. But Greece is under pressure, with a loan repayment of 3.2 billion euros due to the European Central Bank on August 20. Yanis Koutsimidis is a Eurozone analyst based in Athens.
The Greek bill is 200 pages long and has dozens of various measures and reforms that includes also opening up energy market and also opening up stores, how to sell milk, bread, and dozens of measures.
These are things, obviously, that are going to be politically very difficult for Alexis Tsipras to push through in Greece, considering the strength of opposition to these austerity moves. But he's already not really in a much of a negotiating position, is he?
There is a Greek bond that is maturing next week, and that is held by the ECB. And the Greek state needs desperately more than 3.2 billion euros to pay this bond and also to pay the IMF in the next weeks. There should be a large majority backing the reforms and the bailout agreement. The problem lies with the Syriza party, Mr. Tsipras's own left-wing party, where there is a large opposition to this bailout agreement. Many MPs think that this is some sort of a treason to the ideology and the pledges that they have made to the people. Also, there is a constitutional threshold of 120 government MPs backing a bill. If they fall below the 120 MPs threshold, he might be forced to call snap elections.
If Tsipras cannot get the support that he needs in the parliament, do you think he's likely to go ahead and call an election?
This is very likely, and I think it's his aim as well to force an election, because he wants to clear this very difficult situation in his party. These 35 to 40 MPs have said that they will not vote any more, any other bailout agreements and any other such measures in the future. So he basically has no clear majority in the parliament unless opposition parties back his bills. And the opposition have said that they will not tolerate his government for much longer.
Could that strategy of calling an early election backfire, given the strength of that ochi, that no movement, and in fact you could end up with a stronger anti-austerity group of MPs in the Greek parliament?
Of course, every election is a big question mark and unknown. But according to polls, Mr. Tsipras enjoys large support by the voters. And according to the Greek electoral law, the first party gets a really big bonus of 50 MPs. So it is expected that Mr. Tsipras and Syriza will be the first party, so they will be able to have at least some relative majority. And even if there are large anti-bailout parties in the parliament, there will certainly be two pro-European and pro-bailout parties that Mr. Tsipras could strike a coalition with them if he doesn't have an absolute majority. So I think it's more likely that Mr. Tsipras will be in a better situation to govern for the next years if he has a snap election, rather than try and mend the rift that he has now in his Syriza party with the anti-bailout rebel MPs.
Okay, looking at that deal that was agreed to in those talks, why should it succeed any more than the previous Greek bailout deals, where there hasn't been any restructuring of the debt, which most economists are now agreeing is really necessary for growth in the Greek economy?
Let's start with the bailout. Right now sees large reforms in the economy, in many sectors of the economy, much privatization of public utilities, a large-scale investment fund by the European Union that will be up to 35 billion euros for the next 4 years. And also there will be some sort of a reprofiling of the Greek debt for the next 3 years, because the new loan will buy back Greece's bonds to the ECB and also the repayment of the previous IMF loans. And the new loan will be like 30 years of maturity, which is much, much larger than the previous one. It is nevertheless a necessity for the Greek debt to be restructured. The thing is that the big chunk of the Greek debt is maturing after 2021. So right now, what is essential for the Greek economy in order to grow is for it to have a wave of investment opportunities for foreign investments, and also for the Greek people to bring the money back to the economy, because right now there are more than 50 billion euros that Greeks have drawn from their deposits in recent months, and they're lying somewhere in their homes or their shelves or their mattresses. And this money needs to come back to the real economy. And also the psychology needs to change in order for the economy to start growing again. But this is would be a very, very hard thing to achieve. But I think right now, if the bailout is voted, there might be a chance for the Greek economy to recover if there is an agreement for restructuring of the Greek debt by the end of the year, as the Eurozone summit agreement foresees.
Eurozone analyst Yanis Koutsimidis.